This is the Composer's Datebook for February 12th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in the year 1900, James Weldon Johnson, the principal of Stanton Elementary, a segregated school for African-American children in Jacksonville, Florida, was asked to give a Lincoln's Day speech to his students. Johnson decided he would rather have the students do something themselves, perhaps sing an inspirational song. He decided to write the words himself and enlisted the aid of his brother, John Rosamond Johnson, who was a composer. "We planned to have it sung by a children's chorus of 500 voices," Johnson recalled. "I got my first line, 'Lift every voice and sing,' not a startling first line, but I worked along grinding out the rest." Johnson then gave the words to his brother as they came to him. By the time they finished, Johnson confessed he was moved by what they had created. He said, "I could not keep back the tears and made no effort to do so." The song was a great success and then was pretty much forgotten by Johnson, but not by the children who sang it. They memorized it. Some of them became teachers and taught it to their students. The song spread across the country and soon became the unofficial national anthem of Black America. Said Johnson, "We wrote better than we knew." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.